So this is the first audio book I've posted in a long time, and I'm going to test this not having to have a really good connection net-wise recording audio books. But anyway, I want to talk about the accessible voting machine that we had at our precinct. And I had thought about posting about it, but figured that it would get more of you guys' attention if you could listen to it as opposed to actually posting it on my website. And I don't know, I may go post something later or post this. But anyway, so they had an accessible voting machine, and it sort of worked. We had to go through a bit of time. First, it wouldn't scan the ballot properly, so we had to finally unplug it and then replug it back in, and then it scanned the ballot properly. For all the geeks out there, it uses Eloquence as the synthesizer. As far as usage, it's completely touchscreen, and it does not read the buttons when you are tapping them. It will click, but it will not read these selections that you have. It will read the voting instructions and the explanatory text on the summary screen, but it will not read you your choices on any of the screens. So when you go to vote for in specific contests, it won't tell you. It will tell you which contest you're voting in, but it won't tell you who are the options. You know, who are the people that you're voting for. So that required sighted assistance. So voting accessibly, unfortunately, is not going to be a completely independent thing yet, as far as, at least in this region. I was glad that they had them, though. And I was actually kind of surprised that they had them, because for this to be as podunk as a region it is, and for everything else to suck so badly as it does, I was really surprised that they actually had accessible voting at precincts. So that tells me that there is hope for this region, because if they can sort of get accessible voting right, they might be able to get some other stuff right too. So today was the North Carolina primary, and because I voted unaffiliated, I was only able to vote for judges and the controversial Amendment 1, and that was it. The only way I could have voted, I could have picked whichever ballot I wanted, Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, and I picked unaffiliated because, quite frankly, I can't stand the Democrats and I can't stand the Republicans. So I picked unaffiliated, and so I only got the...
I might be on TV!
So I picked the unaffiliated voter ballot. Which only gave me the option for... That's Andrew. We've been doing this thing. I'm voting! Yay! Because I got a sticker.
Me too!
And the woman that was helping me, she was really sweet, but she's also very patronizing.
Very touchy, too.
And very touchy. Yes, very touchy.
Fondling.
Like to fondle more than blind people do. So, yeah, so we get this sticker after you put your ballot in the thing so that it can be tabulated. And she goes fondling my shirt and puts the sticker on my shirt. So we've been kind of walking around going like, I'm voting, yay! Yeah, she almost copped a feel. That was kind of bad. So, yeah, that was the accessible voting thing. And maybe I'll post more of these later when something else interesting happens.